Muriel Hagan. It wasn't a good night for Aston Villa as they were beaten 4-2 at home to Olympiacos in their Conference League semi-final.
That was lucky. That was very, very lucky. That could have been a hell of a lot worse. What were you talking about, by the way? Sorry. Hello. Hi. Good morning,
hi.
Everybody. Hi. Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hi, everybody.
Rory was doing his sport. Someone had left Rory's fader open here. Somebody. Not me.
Not you.
Because I am a pro. With KC. It could have been a hell of a lot worse. You were just reading some sport.
No, just at the odds of sports, no?
What else could he have been doing?
Oh, God. Singing. Could have been doing impressions of Neil Prendeville.
My brother.
Oh, I can do good Neil this morning. I'm a bit croaky.
You are a bit croaky, yeah.
All the bins in Military Hill, my brother.
You're funny.
This happened when a gentleman by the name of Philip Burke, who was a servant of this radio station for 20 years.
An icon, a legend.
An icon of a man. A fella that I served a lot of time. We had pirate radio stations when we were kids. We were like 13 years old. This is the kind of geeky things we used to have transmitters in sheds up in mountains.
He's from Mayo, isn't he?
Oh, he's a Mayo lad, yeah. So Phil was where Rory is sitting.
Yeah.
It's about 10 years ago. Neil left his fader open, this fader, which brings in the new studio Rory's in. Philip went in to record a promo and decided to do impressions of Neil. Have a listen.
Basically, half of Bishopstown, half of Glasheen, and then as you move in towards the city centre.
Okay, so we'd have Billy Kelleher, and we'd have Darren Murphy. Who else we got?
My brother.
Who else have we got up there?
You've got Jonathan O'Brien and Kathleen Lee.
Sorry about that. There was another line came in there. Jonathan O'Brien.
I mean, if you did that once, surely to God you wouldn't do it again, would you?
Yep.
Don't tell me. You wouldn't do that a second time. You'd check that the microphone was closed.
You shouldn't.
When Neil is in the middle of a conversation. You would, right?
You would.
By right, you would, yeah.
She was standing at his casket, or as we would say, standing next to the coffin, during the wake when her phone rang. Pastor Jenkins was on the phone and he told her that even though his church had agreed to bury her son, even though she and her son both grew up in the church, her son could not now be buried at all.
Hallelujah!
Sorry, I don't know how that happens sometimes. Other studios come in. That was Philip Burke having a hallelujah moment there.
I haven't heard that in so long. This is why I save audio for everything. Everything. Oh my good God.
Having a hallelujah moment.
This is my brother, Brother Neil. Brother Phil having a hallelujah moment.
That is so funny.
That is amazing.
Amazing.
Like, but the funny thing about that clip was, I think it happened the next day after the first one.
Oh no. God, he didn't learn his lesson, did he?
It's just like, again, Berkey went in, just didn't look, completely forgot about the day before, and the mic was still open, the fader was on. So you just do reading a bit of, to me. You just reading a bit of sport over Ariana Grande was grand. It was grande.
It made it better.
I'm sorry to have to break it to you. It's the bank holiday weekend. Come on. Oh, isn't that just such a lovely thing to say?
Oh, it is, yeah. Every weekend should be a 3-day weekend. Correct. I keep saying it.
That 3-day weekend thing, they did trial it, the 4-day working week.
Yeah.
Quite successful.
Very successful.
Don't know if they'll give us a 4-day working week here.
I hope so.
For this crack, but...
keep my toes and fingers crossed.
Keep them crossed. Mm. Vic has a bit of a personal emergency this morning because... Oh. We've ran out of tea bags.
Oh, lads, I can't cope.
Not ideal.
I just found a really weird-looking tea bag lurking around in the bottom of my desk drawer, so I decided to make a cup of tea out of it. It's like a Russian roulette. I don't know what it is. It smells like berries.
Oh, it's one of those scented tea baggy things. One of those weirdo tea bags you have.
Yeah.
See, I told you this before, and you laughed in my face. And if you're a tea drinker, there's nobody on the show that's a coffee drinker, which is bizarre.
We're all tea drinkers.
Maybe Kelly. Does Kelly drink
coffee? No, she's tea.
We're all tea bags.
There's four of us.
Very weird. Yeah. People laugh at me when I say this. Buy yourself a big box of tea bags, a big 80 box. Grab a handful.
Yeah.
You put them into like one of those sandwich bags and then you hide it somewhere. Inevitably, you'll run out of tea bags and then you'll go, the stash.
Oh, no, but I just asked you, have you got your stash? You said no. Stash.
I didn't listen to myself.
No. Clearly.
I didn't listen to myself.
But I should have. I have at home. I always have a stash
at
home.
They're no good at home, KC. We need them in here.
Right, it is Friday morning. I want to try something. It might work, it might not work. I have a brand new game for you to play. And I need someone to ring up straight away. 0818 104 106. I want to buy you a Chinese takeout tonight. All right? It's Friday night. It's the bank holiday weekend. I want to sort you out. I'm going to buy you and the family a Chinese takeaway.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Because we got a brand new game, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go for it. It's brand new.
Chicken ball bingo.
What's it called again, everybody?
Chicken ball bingo.
Chicken ball bingo.
It's called...
It's time for chicken ball bingo.
Okay, chicken ball bingo. Somebody ring me up right now. Good morning. Red FM. Who's this?
Hi.
Who's this?
How are you? This is Mary.
Hiya, Mary. Everybody say hello to Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Mary.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. More importantly, what part of the world are you in?
I'm driving to work.
You're driving to work.
How are you like?
Okay.
From Cove.
What's your favourite Chinese takeout? What's your favourite food to get as a takeaway?
Beef and black bean sauce.
Beef and black bean sauce. Oh, good call. What's yours?
Yeah, yeah.
What's yours, Rory?
Plain old chicken curry.
So I'm the same. It's old school chicken curry, fried rice. Bring it on, and the prawn crackers as well.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm going to ring a Chinese. I'm going to ask them what number is the chicken balls. If you guess correctly, you've got Chinese for the whole family. The number on this particular menu is between 150 and 180. Okay. Give me a number for chicken ball bingo.
157.
She's going for 157.
Okay.
Could I ask you a favour, please?
Yeah.
On your menu, can you tell me what number is the chicken balls?
167.
So close.
Mary. Oh, my God. Oh. Brutal.
Oh, Mary.
Mary,
it was
a first attempt at it. You were 10 out.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You're buying your own Chinese tonight, Mary. You're buying your own Chinese. Have a lovely weekend. I'm very sorry. Bye. Love you. Bye. This is going to go on, I think, probably for about 9 years. Chicken ball bingo will return. By the way, that was the fabulous Hong Kong chef Crosshaven for all of your chicken ball needs. Thanks, lads.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Okay, Britney update. What happened last night?
It's all about Britney again this morning. She's in the spotlight again now. This is according to TMZ. Supposedly, she had a fight with her boyfriend. They're staying in a hotel. She had a fight with her boyfriend, and it ended fairly badly. TMZ are claiming that the fight got out of control. Britney was crying and was almost driven away by an ambulance. Now, as you said, and we've both seen the pictures this morning, there are pictures of her coming out of the hotel with a pillow over her face, and the ambulance is there. Then she took to social media to kind of let people know how she was and what was going on, but it was slightly bizarre. You have it there, don't you? The little kind of statement that she put up on social media.
Yeah, she put up this post. She said, just to let people know. Oh no, I have to do it in a British accent, don't I?
Oh yeah, because she was doing that yesterday.
She was doing that yesterday. Which British accent am I going?
Just do it in the American accent.
Hurrah, how's it going, love?
All right, Jack Duckworth.
Just to let people know, look, news is fake. Okay, I'll just read it normally.
This is like the Rover's Return.
It'll just get annoying. She said, I would like respect at this time for people to understand I'm getting stronger each day. Truth sucks, so can someone teach me how to lie? And like she uses this, oh God.
She uses emojis all over the place, but they're bizarre.
There's nothing more annoying than when somebody posts something and at the end of every sentence they have to use 7 emojis.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh yeah, you too, actually.
you're looking right at her.
The queen of the emojis.
I have an emoji addiction. I do.
Do you see what they've done to emojis now? They've added sounds to them.
Or what?
Or we'll be doing the emoji game later
on. Oh, happy days.
Yeah, I think Google have added sounds to different emojis.
Oh,
and when you
I pity you, Casey. So I pity you.
When you press them, it gives you the noise that represents the emoji. So anyway, she said, I'm reaching out to my higher power.
Right.
Yeah, highest might be the appropriate word. Yeah. I hope you guys are too. And she says, I need to get a new toothbrush.
Okay, that's random.
And then she puts in the rolly eye emojis and then the crying eye emojis and then the monkey emojis and the champagne emoji.
Right.
She says, P.S. I need an espresso. Then she has like five roses beside that. And then she goes, P.P.S. I'm not sure why I feel the need to share this. I'm guessing I'm just a girl and I'm on my monthly, so I'm bitchy. And then she puts the poo emoji.
Yeah.
And then she says, I also twisted my ankle last night and paramedics showed up at my door illegally.
Oh, God.
Can paramedics show up illegally?
No, they can't.
They never came into my room, but I feel completely harassed. I'm moving to Boston. Peace.
Random is that? Yeah. I'm moving to Boston. But on a serious note, oh, God.
You've seen somebody have a very public breakdown again.
That's
this is like a public breakdown, I think, 50 for Britney.
It is.
Remember the shaven head thing and the...
It's the frightening thing is, where are we going to be even in 2 weeks' time? And that's the frightening thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And like she has to be treated like a regular adult now that she's out of the conservatorship and she...
You see, that's the problem, isn't it? Yeah.
She's saying nothing happened last night. It was just an argument.
She's saying she twisted her ankle.
Yeah. And left the room at the middle of the night
now,
with a pillow.
And we should also point out that this is TMZ alleging that all these things happened. So she could, of course, be telling the truth.
You never know.
Lots of other kind of stories, actually. To be honest with you, Britney is dominating most of the celebrity news. Stormzy has joined forces with Adidas to announce a new centre for music. It's going to be called Murky FC.
Murky FC?
Yeah. It's a bit bizarre, isn't it?
Is there a football team called Murky FC?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's a new centre, sorry, for football and gaming, and it's going to be called #MurkyFCHQ. It's in Croydon in London.
Very interesting.
There you go. I like Stormzy.
He's a nice fella.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't like him when he turns up on the old Met Aaron weather chart, though. Blowing the roof off the house.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you could get Stormzy to actually do the weather. How confusing that would
be. It'd be like, whoa.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Stream must watch sport, blockbuster movies, and the biggest shows with Now. No contract.
8:17 is the time. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. A lot of people loving Chicken Ball Bingo.
Oh, lads, you're a gas bunch.
Someone is saying here, that game is just Wong. It is. It's Wong and it's right. Depends if you get it right.
Yeah.
And they also say, imagine nobody in Tipperary has opened a Chinese called the Wok of Cashel.
My God.
Oh, and there was another one, wasn't there?
Oh, there's some brilliant ones.
There's
lads.
One that we need up the north side called Wok Nahini.
That's it.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Shelley, how's it going?
Hola, guys. How are we?
Hola, Shelley.
Fancy Spanish intro.
She's fancy pants, this one.
Yeah, I'll see how far she can go. Hola, Shelley. ¿Cómo está?
Oh, see, this is where I always get stuck. Why did I even do this?
Is it
one liner?
That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah, that is all you need.
I've got one line in Spanish.
Yeah, you only have one line. Go on, what is it?
Lo siento, no hablo español. Soy irlandés. If you say soy irlandés in Spain, that means I'm Irish.
Yeah.
They roll
free
out,
biz.
Roll free, but red carpet. They carry you around
free
in a chair.
Free paella for 2 weeks. Yeah.
I have to write that down as my response for the
Soy
next
time. Shelley, you work as a beautician. So you're a beautician and a magician for a lot of people, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
This is it now. Artist.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of fellas coming into you?
Do you know what? Now, lads, you've actually stepped up your game and there's a lot more effort being put in, definitely.
Oh, wow. Do you do the old back... Sack and crack, kind of crack.
No, we'll have to get a pay raise now to go down that road. Yeah.
Right,
I'd
okay.
So.
But since a lot of beauticians will do male waxing.
Have you ever?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, chest, back, the wives sending them in before the holidays to Spain, you know, the usual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not down below.
Coming in the door.
You don't do any of that stuff, do you?
No, we just do the, you know, the the back and the chest and things, and that's as far as we go.
Eyebrows, do lads get the guy liner on and do they get the old eyebrows done? Mascara, I hear, is big these days.
They do, actually, you know, fair play to them. They've an inside entire life for once.
Okay. I'm telling you.
There you go.
You're such a mayo man,
You're
Casey.
Really stepping up the game, fair play.
Why am I such a mayo man? Because I don't use makeup.
Mascara.
Mascara. That's what it's called. Guyliner is my favourite. It's the clear, it's non, it's kind of like transparent guyliner. You've got
okay,
the
okay, that's mascara.
No? Oh yeah, mascara.
You know a bit more than me, Casey.
Way too much. Listen, it's a weekend thing, Shelley. It's a weekend thing. Let's go for this and get you a grand. Shelley, I need 10 correct answers. The very, very best of luck. Let's play
in 3, 2, 1.
Shelley, when's the next bank holiday Monday?
June 3rd.
Can you name the pub in Coronation Street?
Rovers Return.
Who played the role of Terminator?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What part of Cork is Cillian Murphy from?
Is it Watergrass Hill?
Question number 5. BMW make what?
Cars.
Who had a hit with Bittersweet Symphony? Was it Oasis or The Verve? Bittersweet Symphony.
Verve.
Question number 7. What supermarket sponsor Parky Queeve?
Super Value.
Question number 8. What county was WB Yeats from? WB Yeats.
Oh, God.
So it's somewhere up the west of Ireland, so give us a guess.
Galway.
Question number 9. Pretty Fly for a White Guy was a song by what American band?
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
It's kind of a rock.
And I know them, that's really annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're looking at it, it's there in front of me, and you're thinking.
I'm
going to
hate that song forever.
The Offspring.
Is that who it was? Yeah. I wouldn't have got that either, Shelley.
And we only got to question number 9. Would you have known the answer to number 10? Glenn Hansard is the lead singer of what Irish band?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that either.
Vic?
The Frames.
Good on you. So let's go back over these.
Was it meant to be?
It wasn't meant to be for now, but you will be back to play again.
Yeah, you will.
You got the bank holiday Monday. Coronation Street, Terminator is correct. Cillian Murphy's from Douglas.
Yeah.
BMW make cars. The Verve is correct. Parky Queeve, Super Value. And WB Yeats is from Sligo. So he's from up Yeats County, as they call it.
Yeah.
You got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and I'll be into you Wednesday for an old duct tape screen.
Right. Not a bother.
What's the name of the beauticians, by the way, Shelley?
It's Beauty Regain on Grand Parade.
For all your beauty needs.
There you
all right.
Go.
Into Shelley, everybody. She'll take care of you. All right. Thanks a million, Shelley.
Thank
Have a great
so
day.
Much.
Bye. Bye bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
I was talking about the need for a Northside Chinese called Wok Nahini. Ross has been on to me. Hey, Ross.
Casey, boy, you're going to love this now. But up in Apple in Hollyhill, we actually already have a Wok Nahini. And. It's where they serve kind of oriental food, one of the little restaurants there.
Oh, Ross.
Oh, someone got there.
That was my big business idea.
Is this like Spotify, is it?
Yeah, well, I had one for Anfield as well. I was going to open a Chinese over there. What would it be called?
It would be called You'll Never Walk Alone.
Exactly.
Yay! FM weather.
Of their World Championship semi-final. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Again, I'm getting the Chinese restaurant puns absolutely rocking into me this morning. You might have missed this, lads, but we were talking about that up the north. There should be a Wok at Cashel in Tipperary. Nobody has opened that up. Somebody suggested we need Wok Nahini. There is a Wok Nahini, as we've just discovered. It's in Apple.
Yeah.
Apple have their own little kind of Chinese deli, and it's called Wok Nahini, which is absolutely genius. There's a Chinese takeaway named after Aerosmith, because the Aerosmith are absolutely furious. Wok this way.
Brilliant.
Any more of those, please? I know in Belfast, there's a Chinese, or it's an Asian food restaurant called Thai Titanic.
Nice.
Oh, that's
brilliant.
Which
is absolutely genius.
There should be one named after a famous car curler, Dermot the Walk O'Sullivan.
Dermot the Walk O'Sullivan.
That's brilliant.
This week on the show, we were just doing little kind of give backs to single parents all over Cork. Mums and dads who were doing it alone. The daily slog, the daily grind. All off the back of me just messing, saying I was a single parent for 4 or 5 days while my wife Rachel and the girls were away, and it nearly killed me.
Yeah,
nearly killed.
Tough going.
the effort you have to put in. And that was one little childine, one little mental 6-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And we started talking about what it's like when you're, you know, raising kids on your own. Mm-hmm. And we've spoken to some amazing people during the week. And then I get this message yesterday because, you know, we've got to remember the regular parents as well.
I know you said the competition is for a single mother, which my wife is every day because I'm out at work and it's a break from the kids. I have a son and twin girls who both have Down syndrome, but that's besides the point. That's every day, gets the small fella to school, does the girls' physio, exercise, everything. Without her, I'd be nothing. The kids be nothing. So I just, geez, to give her a break, all I can say is she's one in a million and, geez, she deserves a good night out.
Wow, Philly. Hey, Philly, how's it going?
That wasn't my message, was it? No. That must have been someone else.
That was you.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? I'm laughing now because I know he's a freak that's been played.
will you look at this? And this is the thing. You send in nice messages like that, expect them to get played on this show. Danielle, you're quite an operator, apparently.
There, I'm only doing what every other mother does, really.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's, you've got three and you've got two very special little ladies there. What are their names, by the way?
Chloe and Sophia, and their big brother is Corey.
Oh, aww. Wow. What age are the girls?
They're 20 months now. They'll be 2 in September.
Wow.
So you have double the magic with them, really?
Oh, double the magic. Aww. They're amazing. They just ooze love. I'm just after coming out of the school run now, and they spend their time in the yard while Corey was in his Lena blowing kisses at people.
Oh, they're so cute.
That's amazing. Philly, are you in the doghouse or something? Is that where you're doing something nice?
I will be after this.
Well, listen, here's
no, you won't.
Danielle, we want you just to take a break because I know, you know, you are going non-stop around the clock.
Yeah.
So the two of you go to the Coronas at the Marquee, VIP tickets, go meet the band. Get some photographs.
Have
go into the
night.
VIP bar. Have a few deserved responsibilities.
Yeah.
And have a good night on us. And listen, thanks a million. Danielle, keep up that amazing work that you're doing.
Thanks a million. That's fantastic.
You're a star, Danielle.
No problem.
No, thanks very much. You're brilliant. Thank
hey,
you.
Philly, listen.
Phil, you're also a star.
Well done, Philly. Well done.
She'll probably take a boyfriend with her.
What did he say?
She'll probably take a boyfriend with her.
I love it. I love it. The bit on the side is off to the Coronas. Listen, Danielle, Phil, good luck to you. Love your work.
Bye, guys. Wake up show.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now, stream Barbie in all its glorious pink perfection with a Now Cinema membership. What can we
afford? The Corkonian pipes on that lady. The band of Beyonce, that is Lyra. Court's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's the bank holiday weekend. It's 7:45.
Vix VIPs on Court's Good Times. Red FM.
I'd like to say very goodbye to Dobbo, who'll be leaving RTE after 40 years of broadcasting today. Goodbye, Brian Dobbo.
Aww. This is the wrong time, isn't it?
Dobbo has been hailed as being irreplaceable by pal Ann Doyle ahead of his retirement today. 40 years of delivering the news. Fair play to you, Dobbo. Enjoy retirement. This is an RTE thing. You're 64, they drop kick you out the door.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't happen in Bower Media, I tell you. They keep you rocking. They keep you rocking till you're into your 90s.
They do, yeah.
So good luck to him.
Yeah, fair play.
He's done 40 years of service.
He's a bit of an institution over here, isn't he?
Did you say he's heading for an institution?
He's a bit of an institution.
Okay, I gotcha. What else is going on? Britney Spears has had another episode.
She has. It's all over the news today, so you probably won't fail to miss it. She has allegedly, according to TMZ, she got into a massive fight with her boyfriend. I'll be honest with you now, I didn't even know she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, same
this
as,
This is the guy, I think he was...
Was this the hairdresser, like, years ago?
No, wasn't he the cleaner in the house or something?
She's with the cleaner now.
It was either her cleaner or her chef or something when she was living in the house with her husband. Anyway, He is her new boyfriend, and allegedly they had a massive fight while staying in a hotel. According to TMZ, ended up completely out of control. Brittany was crying and all kinds of things were happening. And an ambulance turned up. There's a picture of Brittany coming out of the hotel. She got a pillow over her head and the ambulance, the paramedics are standing there. But Brittany then took to social media. You have what she wrote on social media.
So she posted maybe about an hour after this incident. Yeah. Just to let people know this news is fake, I would like respect at this time for people to understand I'm getting stronger every day. Truth sucks, so can someone teach me how to lie? There's way too many emojis in this post as well.
Yeah, lots of emojis, yeah.
Goddess is out there. I'm reaching out to my higher power. And furthermore, I hope you guys are too. And I need a new toothbrush. Loads of emojis. Eye roll emoji, monkey emoji, bottle of champagne. P.S. I need an espresso, 5 roses.
Yeah.
P.S. says, I'm not sure if I feel the need to share this, but I'm on my monthlies, so I'm pretty bitchy. And then there's a poo emoji.
Yeah.
So obviously she went to the jacks at that point. I also have twisted my ankle last night and paramedics showed up at my door illegally. I didn't know paramedics can show up illegally, but apparently, according to Brittany. Anyway, she said, I feel completely harassed. I'm moving to Boston. Peace, and the peace sign.
Yeah,
cry for help stuff, really, Vic, you know?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the wheels are coming off, and you just hope that somebody gets in there soon enough.
Yeah.
To help her, to sort her out, you
absolutely,
know?
Absolutely.
Not, as you said, it's a public breakdown.
Do you know who's been voted the nicest human on planet Earth, according to the staff of Cork's Red FM?
I'm joking, no.
Peter Andre.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
He was in here with Kira yesterday.
Yeah.
And everyone was fawning over him of how nice he was to everyone.
They really were. Apparently, he just had time for absolutely everybody.
He went around, had photographs at everybody, chatted to everybody. And
his representative was kind of going, can we leave?
We have a show to do.
Can we get out of here?
He's going to be playing at the Marquee as part of the Big Disco. This is a bit from Kira's show. He had a chat with her, yeah.
Your name's Kira, right?
Yeah, it is.
Kira was a big contender for this. Olivia, we had some really nice names. But what happened was, even Athena, I loved Athena because it was Greek. Yeah, Kira is actually one of my favourites. Anyway, it didn't happen because we got all the kids involved. So eventually we got to this point where we were stuck and then we just left it. So I said to Emily, when I go back tonight, can we please try?
But you've got loads of options, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Too many. This is the problem. But how nice that everyone even cares enough to suggest names.
So this is on the back of they have now named their newest child. Peter Andre and his wife Emily have finally decided to call their newborn daughter Arabella.
Arabella.
Yeah, but he was here with our very own Kira.
He was close
in
to
Red
Kira.
FM, and she asked him about the naming situation and was kind of like, come on, get a move
but
on.
But he said he got the kids involved. Never get the kids involved in naming children, because your child will end up being called Lego.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Can Liverpool win the title? Stream Liverpool v Spurs. With Now, no contract.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork. Good times.
Red FM.